Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mitch setting in for Dr. James Fetzer, at least for part of this show. Jim is expected to come back. He has some legal work to do, and that he should return at about the bottom of the hour. So you've got Mitch for the first 30 minutes. God bless, good day, and good luck. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a great day on this Christmas weekend. I was doing okay till about an hour ago. I hope everybody can hear me here in the Revolution Radio chat room. And all you folks around the world listening on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on down and check us out. Call in and listen to Studio B, 518-906-1839. To reach Studio A, 1-839 to reach Studio A, 1-859 to listen to Studio B and the raw deal on your smarty phone, 518-906-1859. Remember, archives. Free here at Revolution Radio. We are a listener supported and commercial free platform. You know, I'm really kind of on the edge of upset right now. Not pissed, because if I was pissed, you know, I'd just be getting into action. And I really don't know what to do in this situation. I think the only thing I really can do is, you know, everybody that's out there, that's on the East Coast between maybe Roanoke, Virginia, or North Carolina, all the way up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I need your help. We need a rescue. That's right, a holiday rescue. A veteran living in Ohio is now being attacked by the town he lives in because he has too many cats. He has a brother in air that bounces all around. He has a son and a few sons, but he only really has his cats. It's like dogs, you know, our furry family. And that's what it is, his family. And he may have too many cats, and I can't disagree that he has bunches, but he has tried to adopt them out, particularly when they were kittens. But now that they've grown up, he's been getting them all fixed so they're not out here multiplying like hell. I believe until yesterday, when the animal control showed up and took five of his family members, said they'll be back next week for five more. Evidently, Ohio has a law. You can have no more than five pets, period. Three cats and three dogs is, well, too damn much. Okay. Does that include fishes, I wonder? Anyway, so my friend is having what he thinks is his family stripped from him Christmas week. Wow. Yeah, I'm upset about it. Imagine rescuing the strays, the abandoned pets of former neighbors, or people dropping off a pregnant cat in front of your house. Or who knows where cats come from sometimes, because when they find a good place, you know. So I'm trying to figure out a way to adopt out some of the cats, so they don't take them to what the animal control officer said was a quote-unquote no-kill shelter. But I'm really not so sure about that, in all honesty. When I was broadcasting from Ohio last week, a pair of smart-ass police officers showed up and said his cat pooped in somebody else's yard. And the smart-ass rookie little bastard, first time evidently they talked to him, said they were going to kill his cats. I think it was just to piss him off. Well, if you have some little psychopathic SOB police officer that's talking about killing the people he is supposed to serve, if he is going to eliminate their cats, he's going to start killing homeless people next. Or what about people that have a drug problem that can't get off of drugs? Are they next too? So I'm organizing this weekend, and I don't know what Monday's shows are going to be like, in all honesty. Because, you know, I've got to drive back to Ohio. I've got to do something. Even if I get 100 people to come and stand at his house, it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong to literally go from a complaint about a cat crapping in a yard to, within less than a week, full-blown confiscation of a man's animals. Or let's just say, his family. Tell me, that ain't wrong. I'm often concerned that they didn't target him because I streamed from there. I don't know. God forbid. Anyway, so I'm in a pickle this weekend. No. I already know. I'm going to have to raise some funds to do what I have to do. I'm not good at that. Man is struggling. Worried about his family. Particularly at Christmas. I really don't know how people like that can call themselves Christians and say, I'm just doing my job. You know, it sounds like the bastards that just a few months from now would have nailed Jesus to the cross and say, I'm just doing my job. So, I reached out to Coda Vets, and now listen, this stuff is really fresh for me, because I literally just found this out just within an hour ago, okay? And I was really put off by it. But God, thank you. Amazing. Out of nowhere, Jim Fetzer calls and says, Mitchell, I got some legal stuff. I'm going to be about a half an hour late, I think. I said, holy shit. Perfect. I didn't say, Jim, tell Jim that's perfect, Jim. I'm glad to hear it. I was sad to hear it. Because, you know, it's hard telling what it is. It's just legal shit at Christmas. Yeah, who wants to deal with that, right? But it opened up this half hour to talk about this. I guess I'm going to have to put up some kind of GoFundMe, I guess, to raise some money for travel expenses and rehoming expenses. Anyway, it's a terrible thing. And, you know, you have to remember, there's a reason that 22 vets commit suicide every day. Nobody wants to leave them alone. Nobody wants to leave them be happy. They just keep effing with them. They just keep poking them. God, it's Christmas. And it truly is a shitty world to start with in many ways, but people don't have to pile it on. And I really do think some of this is targeted and on purpose. I really do. I really do. I suspect that it won't be long. He probably be moving out of Ohio, maybe to some place like Virginia. Anyway, so I'm, you know, I've got to figure out a plan. Put it into action. Anyway, hope y'all are having a better day. I was having a shitty day, even up till then. Oh, found out I got a water leak over in the other house. That means I've got to, I got to turn that water heater off. That's the first thing I need to do. I need to do that probably. I should run over there during the break or something and do it. I don't think it'll split wide open, but if it does, all the water would drain out. It's got a crack in it. Man, I'm telling you, just, you know how it is, one thing after another. If something even just sits for a while, you know, polyvinyl chloride, the you know, that tannish, yellowish pipe waterline stuff, it's, it can crack even just sitting. And if it has water in it, even from, well, you know, probably last year. And it just cracked. It's got like a little pisser leak right now. But I'm going to have to go over there and do that today or tomorrow. And that means today I've got to actually go to Lowe's and make sure I got the parts. Because I have to fix it before Monday if I'm trying to do something on Monday about whatever I can do to help save these cats, save my friend, prevent tragedies. Whew. Tough thing. Tough thing to do today. Because there are so many tragedies. Our society is so full of decay and rot. You have to ask yourself, you know, how did the great neighborhoods of Chicago become, well, shitty? How did Philadelphia, you know, essentially turn into the San Franciscan slums of the East? How did the progressive city of San Francisco become the San Fran feces that we know today? A lack of real compassion for humanity. Severely lacking today. Severely lacking today. So, it's me and it's you. As we step up to the plate, we don't need a government handout, a tax break, like Catholic charities, to do work, to do the good work of the Lord, so to speak, to do what is right. If you're a Catholic prostitute for the Health Human Services or whoever, whatever government agency is pumping money into your nonprofit, you're just another whore. You're a prostitute. You're stealing from the people that really need it, that it really should go to. Oh, to pay $600 million a year and more to Catholic charities from the United States government to do quote-unquote humanitarian work. It ain't nothing humanitarian about it. It's business. Yeah. You wonder what happened to Christmas. Ah, it's just business. You wonder what happened to freedom and justice and the Constitution. As our perverted politicians look at you and say, well, it's just business. We got to buy from China. They have the most slaves in the world. And they have them on a plantation the whole size of the nation. And everybody carries around their own ball and chain. And here our government is saying, this is what we need. What perverted Klaus Schwab says the world needs. The world doesn't need any of those mother effing sons of bitches. Most people know right from wrong. Most people feel bad. They see somebody standing there, you know, a homeless vet, or just a person looking for the next meal down on their bad luck. And some are just strung out and they'll never come back. And that's true, absolutely true. But a majority went around the block and fell off their bicycle and can't get back up, basically. But you and I, me and us, Revolution Radio, you know, the free, real free press in America, we can make a difference. We can be the difference that makes in people's lives that they don't go to the liberal dark side of progressive hate and division. We truly are living in a time of universal deceit, where it appears that the criminals and the crackheads, the thieves and the thugs among us, have more rights, have more liberty than the law-abiding citizens of America. I guess that's because we, the law-abiding citizens of America, are easy targets. They can bully us because we don't know the system. They can take advantage and lie to us. And most people are naive enough to believe that they can lie to you. And they can't. They can't lie to you in a matter of a fact. If they are doing an investigation, here's my example. If they are doing an investigation, they can tell you a falsehood to try to get you to admit to something. But if they tell you, well, I'm taking your animals to a no-kill shelter and they will be safe and they will be alive, and they take them and just have them euthanized, that, my friends, is a lying, stinking cop. Well, did that happen? I don't know. We'll find out. I'm sure it'll be, we'll find out. And maybe sometime, you know, we'll, if there is a hearing in a courtroom, hopefully I'll be there. I'll report live on it. And hopefully we can get thousands of animal rights activists and veterans to come out and send a message to the petty bureaucrats. God bless. We'll be right back after these station promotions.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle, If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy, everybody. This is Mitch sitting in for Jim. Jim has some legal stuff he's working on today, and he's expected to be back any minute. So hopefully he will be able just to pop right into the show because I just tried to add him a minute ago. But he may call from his cell phone. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. So I guess we should get to some of the big topics that Jim would probably be talking about today. And of course, that is a complete fraud that we have going on in Ukraine here at a time, at Christmas time. The American government is setting the stage for nuclear war. There's no other way to put it. You know, Jim, Joaquim Hogapon, and others, along with myself, have been constantly and continually pointing out that this step-by-step walk into Ukraine, into World War, hot World War III, which will undoubtedly be nuclear, is escalating with the, you know, Ukrainian grifter coming to Congress with more than 120 House Republicans, did not attend the, nothing could be but considered a foreign lobbyist coming from Ukraine. That's essentially the real truth about Ukraine. And the United States of America and our involvement, I laid some of this out this morning on my morning show, which I have done in the past, but I've never honestly have laid it out for Jim's audience as to why we are on this verge of nuclear war. Now, of course, everybody knows it's the neocons and neoliberals. They're never-ending efforts to colonialize and then turn nations into our democratic serfs. Not democracies, but democratic serfs of the Western alliance, which is essentially George Orwell's landing strip in the Britain. I don't call it great because it sure in the hell isn't great anymore. It's just Britain and the America today, a Ponzi state of the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. The walking in to Ukraine. Of course, everybody knows, or everybody should know, that the United States spent approximately $5 billion funneled through non-governmental organizations to overthrow the legitimate government of Ukraine during the traitor 44 Barack Obama years. The architect of all this, these color revolutions, as we saw a series of them, the one in Ukraine was essentially led by Victoria Nuland. Yes, Victoria Nuland, Brookings Institute's Center for a New American Security. Now, if you don't know what the new what the Center for a New American Security is, the simplest explanation that I can give most people, it is PNAC, reincorporated in liberal clothing. Okay? That's all it is. It's the same neos, liberals, neoliberals, and neocons. I mean, listen, when you know, the biggest libertards on the left and John Bolton get together, you know there's got to be a war there somewhere. So, the overthrow of Ukraine, the installation of not one but two or three different administrations by the United States government. And if you remember Victoria Nuland, when the European Union said wanted to put have input and wanted their people in to discuss this, the Victoria Nuland said, F the EU. Okay? So, first we have to admit that the United States overthrew the legitimate government of Ukraine. The Russians, concerned about the Donbass and then the ongoing, you know, Azov Nazi battalion slaughters and the genocide of 17,000 people in those region, in the Donbass and Luhansk region, ethnic Russians being slaughtered. The Minsk agreements, Minsk 1 and then Minsk 2, was supposed to stop that. But if you're not aware, just recently, Angela Merkel has admitted that NATO and the West and the United States of America never intended to abide by the Minsk agreements. You can search it up. It's only online. It's been well documented that now. On top of that, you have the new 2020 Biden administration appointing Victoria Nuland to negotiate with the Russians about the eastward advance of NATO and to stop this use of color revolutions and modern day Western democratic colonialism, that's a good description, to continue to overthrow countries along the borders of Russia. This negotiation has been happening all of last year, if you weren't aware, and the year before, okay? The Russians, in December of last year, Victoria Nuland and the U.S. diplomatic team running these negotiations agreed and assured Russia that that the Western powers would stop socializing and then using essentially their style of colonialism to overthrow countries at will, particularly those around Russia. This was in early December of last year. In January of 2022, the United States of America and its color revolution team attempted yet another overthrow in the middle of diplomatic negotiations where they promised not to do such thing, using some of the same people that they trained and operated in. That's right. Trained and operated in Ukraine to overthrow that government. Those operatives were the USAID was using nonprofit organizations in Kazakhstan to train and foment revolutionaries against that government that were essentially pawnsies and puppets of U.S. stormtroopers around the world. So in the middle of diplomatic negotiations, Victoria Nuland, the Joe Biden administration, and the United States government, with the will and the word of the American people, told Russia that they would stop the advancement east and the surrounding of Russia because of Russia's security concerns. And less than a month later, those same diplomatic powers from the U.S., the same spy agencies and then shit that they belong to, turned into another color revolution in Kazakhstan. January of 2022. It's no mistake that in February, it was right after that, the Russians said, well, look, they lied to us in the Minsk 1 and Minsk 2 agreements. Angela Merkel has said that. They illegally overthrew Ukraine according to any kind of international law. And the European Union don't give a shit because they're just an American vassal puppet state. They lied about negotiations. And then they struck in the middle of negotiations and backstabbing Russia. Now, you have to pardon me, but I have not yet heard anybody in any media put together the how so people can understand that the United States government is untrustworthy. Hell, they'll send stormtroopers to kill and take cats. As sad as that sounds. Yeah. Anyway, you think about the road to war and how we got here. It's easy to understand. However, it's like the COVID crazies and the psyops used for the Trump-Russia collusion. We can speak the truth all we can, but you have to get past the psychological brainwashing that has taken place to the American sheeple. I think in most communities, they just ripped out the backbones of everybody, yanked out their teeth and is feeding them pablum and putting them into pens. Because otherwise, I guess people are just useless eaters sometimes, ain't they? And that's a bad way to put it. And here in the United States, the question is, how many people have just become useless eaters? And how many people are really working to make themselves not only independent, which is a hard thing to do today, and I understand that, but to stand against a corrupted system. Remember, 86% of the people think that the government is just effing nuts, passing a $1.7 trillion budget. Yet they still pass it. When the majority of people say no, and then majority of our so-called representatives say, oh, hell yeah, we're going to do it. We got to disconnect. You know, we got the Eric Cantor shit. We got the Liz Cheney shit, where they belong to the club for so long, and they arose to such a status in the club. When I say the club, I mean the Uni Party. The party that was successful in taking over the United States government in 1860. The Democrat hyphen Republican Party. The Federalists, who believe in the ultimate power of the federal government. They've been in charge of gathering ill-gotten power into the arms and in the hands of the federal government for 160 years, at least. Our banking system is corrupted. Our dollar is backed by the word of Joe Biden. Isn't that a frightful thought for you? Revolution is inevitable. Anyway, the world we live in is the world we make. That's the first thing I would say to anybody. Now, sometimes we don't make the prettiest world, but we certainly must have the freedom to live as we choose. And when governments become oppressive and overbearing, when governments claim the sovereignty over the privacy of your own house, I guess it won't be too long. Democrats will be coming to check your drawers in your house to make sure you don't have extra devices that might require batteries, that might put you over your carbon limit if you use your vibrator too much. God forbid if you couldn't drive across town. that the only people that were allowed to drive across town were commercial businesses to do deliveries. If you think about it, if you look at the conditioning that the people are getting today, with the trial 2-week shutdown for 2 years, the authoritarian fake science, we can certainly see a dystopian world coming into view. We certainly are in trouble here in the United States of America. And I know if America is in trouble, I know the world is in a hurt. Anyway, what can we do? First, we have to raise our voice. I'm not a big joiner of organizations. I won't lie. I'm a hardcore independent, mostly because I don't want somebody speaking for me. You know, Mitch McConnell speaking for all the little old lady church ladies out there. Nancy Pelosi speaking for all the drag queens out there. And of course, don't forget her husband, Paul, who, you know, has risen to the status of having a sex slave in the United States government. Yeah. Today, politicians have learned to lie to get elected. And they have to sign a pledge for Israel. Isn't that crazy? I think it certainly is. If you pledge to support Israel, you're making a pledge abandoning your own constituency in the United States of America. You've essentially already succumbed to bias, racism, sexism, religiousism, if that's a word. Religiosity, is that? I guess that would be a better description. But yeah, you have to remain independent. That doesn't mean you can't be spiritual. That doesn't mean you can't believe in God. Because I believe in God. I've had an experience that changed my life. I wouldn't be alive today. I'm 100% sure of it if I would have not changed my path. But here I am, working to change the world, to make it a better place. Finding truth. That is the most important thing that we as humans can do, is to find the truth. And we have entire governments, agencies, social medias working so hard and desperately trying to prevent us, and you in particular, from finding the truth. They don't want you to hear it. They don't want you to see it. And most certainly, they don't want you to repeat it and talk about it. And there are real reasons for that. It is because they have turned the media into a cult brainwashing machine. When I say media, of course I mean the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, the Washington Compost, the old time mockingbird media. Most certainly. Sure, they moved into cable, the CNN and CNBC and all their other offshoots. Then the internet took off. Now they've moved in to control information, data, and news and such on the internet. How did they do that? They got everybody on social media. They drove everybody to certain sites and said, "Hey, give me a selfie for our AI facial recognition system," and everybody willingly did it. Social media, the best in spy tool anybody could imagine, that anybody could have. Yeah. It certainly is sheer crazy. Hang on, guys. I have to take this so you don't have dead air.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer expressing appreciation to Mitchell for covering. Well, I had to deal with a legal issue, I'm sorry to say, but this is ongoing. I may or may not be in the position to make any progress after all the setbacks. I am going back to the Court of Appeals to reverse the taking of my book and my blog. In the meanwhile, we have a couple of developments that are rather sensational. One is in the Maricopa County case, where Kerry Lake has been fighting the good fight. We have the development that it turns out admitted by the agent responsible that they altered the size of the ballots to be processed by the machine just before the election, so that it would deliberately jam and not count them or send them for arbitration so they could change the outcome using that. This is incredible that this has happened. But let me pull up and give you the skinny on this. Here it is. Breaking. Arizona County Election Director Scott Jarrett admits in court that printer settings were switched on Election Day. It was on purpose. 1 week ago, Maricopa County officials squirmed when Kerry Lake's team requested to inspect the Maricopa County ballots from Election Day. This was obvious at the time, and Kerry Lake's team later tweeted out the video clip. Now we know why. The Maricopa County team was afraid they would get caught intentionally using the wrong size ballots to sabotage Election Day. Just stunning. This is on conservative Gateway Pundit, by the way, and they showed the ballot side by side. And you see, I suspect they either increased or decreased the size, and you can see things were not going to fall in the right place. So the ballots would be rejected or the ballots would jam. I mean, this is so, so basic. This just shows you how corrupt these Democrats have become. Unbelievable. Here's Cotton Duncan tweeting. 1 week ago, the defendants in Kerry Lake v. Katie Hobbs squirmed when we asked to inspect ballots. Video below. Now we know why. They intentionally used the wrong size ballot to sabotage Election Day. This is bigger than Watergate. Way, way bigger. The fact they would do something so gross and so blatant is going to cause every other precinct with any integrity whatsoever to inspect what the hell was going on Election Day. 17 out of 20. 84% voting centers with machine problems were in deep red districts. Of course, if you're going to muck up the vote, you want to do it, or it's going to do you some good. And obviously, that's what was going on here. Meanwhile, we have more. A tweet from Jonathan. Definitely do not look into the background of Arizona Director of Elections Corey Lorick, or that the DHS, FBI, DNC, and Soros poured $12 million into EIP to attack conservatives online, or that funding finished right after she was installed to replace Sambo Duff, a Perkins Coie alum. In other words, they're getting all these corrupt people. It looks like they have an endless list when it comes to Democrats. They have an endless list of parties who are going to be willing to perform corrupt acts on behalf of the Democrats. Here's what they have about her. Stanford Internet, University of Washington Center for an Informed Public, Atlantic Council, DFR Lab, analytics firm, Rephelia. Here's a Jonathan tweet. The two images represent polling sites where tabulators malfunctioned on ED, which is election day. Malfunctions occurred in 64 total highly partisan locations considered overwhelmingly heavily R or heavy D areas. 59 out of 64, 93.7% were heavy Republican area. This is blatant criminal malfeasance, no doubt about it. These ballots all jammed the tabulators on election day in Maricopa County. The ballots were all printed at Runbeck Company, a printing corporation run by a very liberal Arizona family that strictly donates to Democrat candidates and causes. The flawed ballots were handed out on election day when officials knew Republicans would come out in force. 72% of voters on election day were voting Republican. Only 17% of the voters that day were voting Democrat. And yet, as we know, they got over 50% of the votes were tabulated for the Democrats. How insane is that? On Thursday, Scott Jarrett, the Maricopa County Election Director, admitted the printer settings were switched on election day to alter the ballot size. They just admitted to the setup. Kerry Lake's attorney, Kurt Olson, is it your testimony that the printer set changes that led to the so-called shrink-to-fit issue? Was that done on election day? Maricopa County Election Director Scott Jarrett responded, that's correct. Kerry Lake tweets, attorney Kurt Olson, is your testimony that the printer set changes that led to the so-called shrink-to-fit issue? Was that done on election day? Maricopa County Election Director Scott Jarrett, that's correct. I think they got him by the balls. This is very significant. This is major. This is physical. This is proof of theft of the election. Here's another rather interesting piece. Elon Musk, perplexed as Twitter begins widespread suspensions of accounts critical of U.S. funding for Ukraine in Zelensky drift. Hang on one second. I got to flip a switch for my wife. One second. Now, this is kind of puzzling because Elon Musk really does appear to me to be a good guy. It really does appear to me he wants to create a forum for free speech. He really does not want censorship. So this is pretty damn fascinating. And this is a conservative treehouse. Both Gateway Pundit and Conservative Treehouse are very, very good, and they very often have the breaking news on these stories. The basic premise of Jack's Magic Coffee Shop was to use Twitter as a platform built upon a mission to control and influence public opinion. As a result of the evolution, the growth of the public-private partnership, content moderation flows through DHS. If the system operators allowed you to see that your opinions were not in the minority, it would be a risk for those in power. The foundation of the mission would be compromised. It really is that simple. Against the backdrop of Twitter triggering suspensions and content removal for any account critical of U.S.-Ukraine policy, apparently Elon Musk himself is perplexed about the system operators of his platform acting to support government and control public opinion. I mean, it's very odd. Here's Jack Posobiec tweeting, breaking. Twitter is blocked at ALX for 12 hours for posting a comment about the Ukraine flag in Congress. Hey, here's a note to, he says, free at ALX. ALX, your account at ALX has been blocked for violating the Twitter rules. violating our rules against posting or sharing privately produced, distributed, intimate media of someone without their express consent. What the hell? Americans, I wish we had leaders who put our country first, is all he tweeted, showing this Ukrainian flag being held by Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, both of whom are scumbags, holding a Ukrainian flag there. Elon Musk tweeted in response, looking into it, that tweet doesn't violate TOS, which are terms of service. Either Elon Musk really doesn't know who's operating his platform, or this is a very public exhibition of Mr. Musk pretending not to know. You decide. I believe this just means there were deep algorithms there that he didn't know were there that are now being outed. I have no doubt he's going to square this away. Meanwhile, the FBI is claiming, direct Rumble link, that anyone who notices their influence over the platform content is a conspiracy theorist intent on delivering harm to the United States by spreading disinformation. It's as if the powers that be within the FBI are desperate to keep the American people gaslit. Here's FBI responding to Twitter files. Your conspiracy theorists. FBI statement on Twitter. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public this misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. How ridiculous is that? Caught with her pants down. They're saying anyone who observes that her pants is down is a conspiracy theorist trying to discredit the FBI. The FBI is doing a pretty good job all by itself. There comes a time in the midst of any fraud where the victims start to become aware of their surroundings. Perceptions, perspectives, and prior opinions begin to change. For those benefiting from the fraud, the loss of control starts triggering all kinds of reactions. The need for control is a reaction to fear. The illegitimate regime of Joe Biden was installed by the collective weight of an intentionally manipulated domestic information control operation. That operation was run and influenced by the United States intelligence community through the U.S. social media system, Twitter, Facebook, etc., with the full support of a complicit legislative branch. Set that cornerstone, and then everything that comes after that process, including the need to control future elections, is a process of risk mitigation. That reality is the ultimate reason why there's a disconnect between the American people and our government. Every government and social institution are now predicated on the retention of fraud. The U.S. system of government is now exhausting itself, spending the majority of time and institutional energy maintaining the lies that underpin it. One of the key institutions charged with maintaining that pretense is the FBI. Anti-law enforcement violent extremists may pose the greatest threat domestically this year and likely into 2022. The Department of Homeland Security narrative continues. How absurd is this? Perhaps I am wrong, and this is, of course, Sundance. Perhaps I am wrong. But the only time I can recall in modern U.S. history that aggressive and illegal federal activities was halted mid-effort was the example of the Clive Bundy Ranch in 2011, I think. Armed citizens forced federal authorities, including the FBI, to back down. In response to their losses, former AG Eric Holder vowed to revive a domestic terrorism task force. Contemplate that response against the 2021 statements of the FBI saying domestic violent extremists represent the greatest threat. Can you see the connective tissue? From the worldview of the DOJ, FBI, law-abiding U.S. citizens, pushed to the point of taking up defensive arms against federal agents, are a threat. Ergo, the newest definition of domestic violent extremists, or DVEs, to define who the FBI view as their most substantive enemy. 2 years after the Bundy Ranch standoff, the FBI shot and killed Lavoie Finicum, fulfilling their promise to eliminate extremists as defined by their worldview. The FBI was fully aware of the Boston Marathon bombers, the Sarnoff brothers. Before they executed their plot, the FBI took no action, let me add. I've even submitted an amicus brief on behalf of Zocher here. This whole thing with the Boston bombing is fraudulent. Check out my many videos about it. The most go for, how to spot a false flag part one and how to spot a false flag part two. Or if you want a more leisurely version, how to spot a false flag parts one, two, three, and four with Dr. Catherine Horton. For Catherine was adding her own observation to what I was presenting. This is like when I did the interview with Major General Albert Stubblebine, Army retired, who was in charge of all U.S. military signals, including photographic intelligence, where I presented to him all the evidence I had that all four of the 9/11 crash sites had been fabricated or faked, albeit in different ways. And the general, who was a top military expert in this area, not only agreed with me, but added additional reasons why I was right. So, you know, I mean, give us a break. This bullshit is going on and on. It's turning the United States into a fool's paradise. It's just dominated by illusions, fantasies, frauds, lies. How many lies do we have to live with? Completely un-American, undemocratic, by these bastard Democrats, really, who are trying to rip up the nation and control it through lies and manipulation and theft of elections. Of course, the FBI took no action. They were in on it. The FBI knew about the San Bernardino terrorists, specifically Tasfeen Malak, and were monitoring her phone calls and communication before she and Syed Farouk executed their attack, killing 14 people and leaving 22 others seriously injured. That was another fraud. That was completely fraudulent. If you recall, they had this vehicle. It kind of rolled out there and then was supposed to be shot up. It looks like the bullet holes were actually these paste-on things that make it look like a bullet hole. The figure that was supposed to be her in the front was a mannequin. And it was manacled behind the arms. This is like George Floyd. Remember, when George Floyd was arrested, he was manacled behind his back. Then he was put in the squad car. Next thing we know, he's lying on the ground. Except when he was manacled, he had a head of hair. Now he's lying on the ground, completely bald. And while his hands are manacled behind him, which would make it physically impossible, there's a hand in front of his chest. And when they lift him up to put him in on a stretcher, he has no legs. They were using a Sigma 7 African-American air pipeway training dummy for this event. You can find it in my Deception Galore, which I presented at the 2020 False Flags and Conspiracy Conference. You can find it on my BitChute channel, Deception Galore. Look at it. You're going to be shocked. If you don't understand how massively we're being misled and betrayed with Hollywood-style stunts and all kinds of visual deceptions, it will help the scales to fall from your eyes. And this thing here, San Bernardino, again, completely fake. They were recruiting. I've dealt with this elsewhere, too. They were recruiting crisis actors who are walking around aimlessly, not knowing what they were doing because they didn't know what they were doing. I mean, it was pathetic. The FBI knew Colorado grocery store shooter Almon Alisa before he executed his attack. The FBI took no action. The Colorado grocery store was another fake. The FBI knew in advance of the Pulse nightclub shooter Omer Martin and were tipped off by the local sheriff. Again, the Pulse nightclub had closed 3 years before. That's when they repainted it from white to black. It was empty. It was abandoned. It was just like the Sandy Hook School. By the way, that was not Sandy Hook Elementary School. They called that Sandy Hook School. It was not an elementary school. It wasn't even. They actually did a little refurbishing and put up the word elementary on it. But just think about it. In elementary school, you're going to have buses coming in and out. It has to have a U-shaped driveway. There's only one road in there. Why? Because it had very little traffic, because it wasn't an elementary school. It was like a facility where you could do community events and blah, blah, blah. You want to have a bake sale, you want to raise money, blah, blah, blah. You don't actually need real elementary school. You could do it at Sandy Hook School. So it didn't have a U-shaped driveway. There are no bike racks. There's no way to, unload cafeteria food and supplies. The whole damn thing was a monstrous sham. We're getting that again and again and again. More here. The FBI knew in advance of the San Bernardino terrorist, Efim Melak. The FBI knew in advance of Boston Marathon bombers, the Serna brothers, tipped off by Russians. The FBI knew in advance of the Parkland High School shooter, Nicholas Cruz. The FBI knew in advance of the Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan. The FBI knew in advance of Colorado grocery store, Aman Ali Alisa. The FBI took no action. Well, those I've investigated again. 100% Boston Marathon, totally foamy. We had FBI, we had local police calling out on bullhorns. This is a drill. This is a drill. We had the Boston Globe tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. When I saw the explosions go off, I knew as a former Marine Corps artillery officer, they were not powerful enough to kill anybody unless you were actually sitting on top of them. And if you actually look in the vicinity, there are all kinds of banners and flags that would have been tattered and torn had there been shrapnel from the bombs to rip them apart, but they were intact. They were just as intact as that Ukrainian flag unfurled in the House of Representatives. And by the way, if you have any doubt what's going on there, remember, Cynthia McKinney advised us, we learned way back 2011, that every new member of Congress has to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of that of the United States. Even ahead of that of the United States. And my dear colleague, Gary King, asked me, this would be about 5 years ago, did I know how many members of the then-present Congress had refused to sign the pledge? Acknowledging I did not, he held up one finger at one hand. Israel wants Ukraine to be the new Israel. Ashkenazi Jews originated from that area, known as Khazaria. That is modern-day Ukraine. The overwhelming majority of Israelis are Ashkenazi Jews. These people are not descendant of the tribe of Judah. They're not even Semites, which means, ironically, that since the Palestinians are Semites and the Israelis are not, Israel is the greatest practitioner of anti-Semitism in the world today. But more importantly, as Wikin Hagopian has spelled out on my blog, his articles are just brilliant. The reason the United States is going all out for Ukraine, the reason Mitch McConnell is saying defending Ukraine is our number one priority is because this is the United States of Israel. We're going all out to protect the new Israel homeland, the new Israeli homeland. It's going to be Ukraine, if it can happen. They're willing to risk the life of every one of us for Israel. Every one of us. Because if they provoke Russia into a nuclear exchange, believe me, the Russian nuclear arsenal is overwhelmingly better, more proficient, more powerful than the American. We will lose.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And, of course, Parkland was complete bullshit. You can check it out. Again, if you go to How to Spot a False Flag, Part 1, How to Spot a False Flag, Part 2, you can find them on my blog, jameshfetzer.org, under the conspiracyguy.org, the 65 shows. You shouldn't have too much trouble finding it. Do a search. I think the 65 shows, you got links to those two and 63 others. There's an awful lot there you'd find of great interest. But I believe you can also get to those via my BitChute channel, or if you go onto the blog, there are videos there. I think you can do searches on 153news.net as well as BitChute. Now, it's interesting that while Sundance is recording these as though they had been real, if they were real, then what he's doing is documenting the incompetence or the negligence or the malfeasance of the FBI, because they knew in advance the parties were going to be involved and did not prevent them from happening, didn't apprehend, didn't intervene. So if you take the official accounts to be true, as Sundance is doing here, then it damns the FBI. And of course, if you know better, because these are all stage events, then it's even more damning. But either they were real or they weren't. So if they were real, then it damns the FBI. And if they weren't real, then it even more damns the FBI. So the FBI is damned either way. But this just reflects the FBI is in on it. It lost Vegas, for example. They seated the crowd with what I take to be about 500 crisis actors who would cry out, you know, I'm shot, or bullets, or scream, or whatever. It was all totally fake. They were using a pre-recorded soundtrack broadcast through the PA system that was coordinated with special visual effects, such as a light flashing on the fourth floor of the Mandalay Hotel to simulate a machine gun firing that was coordinated then with the soundtrack of a machine gun firing. And then you get this intermittent sound of blasts from a military weapon firing in three-shot blasts from higher floors. Now, right there, you got two sources of shooting right there in the Mandalay Bay. And neither of those, of course, is located on that 32nd floor of the wing where Stephen Paddock is supposed to be firing. And yet you got the sheriff of Clark County saying there's no evidence shots being fired from any other location than the 32nd floor. Bullshit. You go, you see it for yourself. I got it right there. And all this other happy horse shit. Unbelievable. Yeah, the FBI took no action. Oh, I began to explain. So when you had bystanders, or people who weren't in on it, you know, persons who'd come to attend the spectators, the country western concert, they gave the FBI their cell phones and their laptops because they had recorded images that they felt could help to solve the crime or record evidence of what had happened or who was wounded, who was shot, and in what sequence. So what did the FBI do? It wiped them clean. It wiped them clean. You thought you were helping out our the greatest investigative organization in the world, we're told. You thought you were helping the greatest investigative organization the world has ever known. What a crock. Total nonsense. They were wiping it clean. They were getting rid of evidence right and left. That's a legal offense, by the way. Alteration, destruction, fabrication of evidence. Those are crimes. And if the federal government was investigating mass shooting, then they'd only be there if there were federal jurisdiction, then these would be federal crimes committed by the FBI. Right on the scene in Las Vegas. Not only was the shooting fake, but we have proven it dozens of different ways, including a Facebook friend who contacted the three closest hospitals to the concert site and asked if they'd had any gunshot admittees that evening. And they all reported, no gunshot victims, not here, no. The third conveniently added, I think you're calling about that drill, but that was just a drill. You might check with the local police. And she gave the phone number so any of us who wanted to could verify, which I did. And I called him. Any gunshot? No. Any gunshot? No. Third one, I'm not allowed to comment. She'd been silenced. She was giving the game away by explaining it'd been a drill. Further evidence, Mona Alexis Presley just been so good, brilliant in her work on Las Vegas. And other areas, by the way. It's she who detected evidence that some of the Sandy Hook parents had even used photographs of themselves as deceased children, for which they got mega boxing benefits, where they were even, there was a script. They were even rehearsing their parts. They even got training in how to maintain the myth in the aftermath. I mean, it's staggering how the American people have been played. And Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Eric Holder, right in their pitch, and this was their scams, their schemes. I have reason to believe Eric Holder is still keeping his hand in on all this nonsense. I had two accounts that were just whacked. I had a legal defense fund account and another account right here at State Bank Across Plains, right here in Oregon, this little village where I reside just south of Madison, Wisconsin. They cleaned them out. No doubt punishment because I'm just persevering. Won't quit. Not willing to accept the lies. The Supreme Court may have, for reasons known only unto itself, declined to hear what State of the Nation declared to be the most important issue before the Supreme Court in our lifetime, about whether or not you're entitled to a trial by jury in a case involving property or issues of greater than $20 value. That sounds like a pretty significant issue for the Supreme Court. We had a conflict between the highest courts of two different states, Texas and Wisconsin, because Wisconsin has a shabby summary judgment protocols that let the judge decide the facts. That's wrong. Judges aren't supposed to decide facts. That's up to juries. But in Wisconsin, they let the judge decide the facts. So he decided all my evidence of the FEMA drill, that nobody had died, FBI consolidated crime report, proof that the official account was legal shambles because it didn't create a causal nexus between the alleged shooter, his victims, and the weapons. Even brand new evidence from inside the Connecticut State Police files showing that their own photographs contradict their narrative, because the narrative said Don Hawkspring, the principal, and Mary Sherlock, the school psychologist, were dead in a pool of blood in the hallway, and we have a photograph down the hallway, and not only are there no bodies of Don Hawkspring or Mary Sherlock, but there's no pool of blood. And inside a classroom where we'd expect to see bodies, piles of bodies of little kids, and lots of blood everywhere. Not only are there no bodies of kids and no blood, there aren't even any school desks or chairs. How do you conduct a school without school desks and chairs? You can't. There wasn't even a teacher desk or an American flag. All the furniture was shoved up against the wall. Why? Because as their own photographs show, it was an abandoned school. It wasn't even an operating school. And I had that in my Appendix E for the United States Supreme Court. This is to illustrate the strength of the evidence, why it had to be sent to a jury. But no, 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 the circuit court judge, we're not going down that rabbit hole. That my research had nothing to do with the truth or the accuracy of a death certificate, which wasn't even complete. It was an incomplete death certificate. It was uncertified. Didn't have state or town certification or a file number. I mean, the absurdities of this case are beyond measure. You could do a semester course in a school of law on the Posner versus Fetzer lawsuit, and then have an extension on the Fetzer versus Posner at the Supreme Court. Wow. Good stuff. Powerful. State of the Union may be the most significant issue to come before the Supreme Court in our lifetime. In our lifetime. But the Supreme Court had no more time for whether or not you're entitled to a trial by jury than it had for whether the 2020 election was stolen, when Texas produced evidence that four key states Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania had violated their own protocols for the conduct of elections. What could be more blatant? So what the hell has happened to America? What's supposed to make us distinctive among nations of the world is that we have law and order, that justice is blind, that we do not politicize our legal system. Well, that's exactly what's happened. The FBI, the DOJ have been massively politicized by Biden and the Democrats. That's what they do. They use them as the enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. And remember, it goes back to the 2016 election because they were suppressing the content of the Anthony Weiner laptop, which, if it became known to the public, would horrify the public. You would see Hillary Clinton for the monster, the sadist, the child abuser, child killer. There's evidence there that Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin murdered like a 14-year-old girl. I mean, I hate to talk about it. It is so revolting. It's there on the laptop. I've done a piece on Pizzagate. Is it real or an illusion? You can find the same place in 65 shows. You better have a strong stomach. People tell you Pizzagate or, you know, the U.S. franchise of Pedogate is a fantasy. Have their head where the sun does not shine. It's just ridiculous. And at the end, I play you a segment about a cop talking about the contents of the Anthony Weiner laptop that reduced hardened New York police and detectives to tears. It reduced New York hardened cops and detectives to tears to hear what Hillary and Huma had done to this young girl. Just disgusting. And she's still making her weight, throwing her weight around, telling us what we should and shouldn't think, telling us why Donald Trump's a bad guy, because Donald Trump thought we should not go to war with Russia, that we should have good relations with Russia, that he liked Vladimir Putin. By the way, he kept us out of wars. No other president of recent history has kept us out of wars. Only one, Donald J. Trump, DJT. He did it. He made us energy independent. No one else did that. He did it. He shut down the border. He did it. So I'm not happy when I hear people complaining about Donald Trump. My God, we were so much better off then than we are now. And the only way they got away with it was by stealing the election. And here in Maricopa County, they even changed the settings for the size of the ballot so that they would all jam and the Republican vote wouldn't be tabulated, would be sent for adjudication, where they could alter and make the vote come out anyway, so they produced over 50% of the vote being for the Democrats when only 17% of the voters were Democrat. And yet a sensational candidate on the Republican side, Carrie Lake, is a pistol. She's articulate, intelligent, on top of the issues, courageous, and she looks great. I mean, what could you ask for a candidate? I mean, contrast that with Pennsylvania. The guy who won was a nebbish. He was a brain-damaged oaf. The guy was just a big, dumb jerk. And when they did the debate, it all came out. It was obvious Fetterman wasn't even competent. Fetterman couldn't do the job. Fetterman was unqualified to serve as United States Senator. The vote about who prevailed in the election, in the debate, was like 83-17 in favor of Oz. So what did they do there? Did they change the size of the ballots there, too, in Pennsylvania? Both those cases illustrate the total theft of the election. And if you want more, Well, you may have heard me. I did it here on the Death of Democracy, right here. You can find it. Go to my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Go to my Twitter, at Jim Fetzer. I just sent it yesterday to one of Kerry Lake's attorneys. So what more do we have here about what's going on with Twitter? Consider the case of the first recorded ISIS attack on U.S. soil in Garland, Texas in 2015. The FBI not only knew the shooters, Alton Simpson and Nader Safi, in advance, the FBI took the shooters to the venue and were standing only a few yards away when Simpson and Safi opened fire. What could be more obvious of FBI complicity if they took the shooters to the scene? Yes, you read that correctly. The FBI took the terrorists to the event and then watched it unfold. An FBI trainer suggested in an interview with 60 Minutes that, had the attack been bigger, the agency's numerous ties to the shooter would have led to a congressional investigation. Well, how many people do the FBI have to set up to shoot Americans by the official narratives and Congress not give a damn? FBI setting them up. FBI was deeply involved in January 6th. We're just being misled to see we're being played again and again and again. More from Sundance. Remember shortly before the 2018 midterm election when Cesar Sak, a man living in his van, was caught sending energetic material that can become combustible when subjected to heat or friction, or what FBI Director Christopher Wray called not hoax devices. Remember how sketchy everything about that was, including the childlike perpetrator telling the judge later that he was trying to walk back his guilty plea because he was tricked into signing a confession for a crime he did not create? Or more recently, the goofball plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer that involved 18 suspects. Tell them actually working for the FBI as a plot was hatched. And we cannot forget the January 6th D.C. protest turned insurrection effort, which is clearly looking like an FBI-inspired and coordinated effort. Excellent. Have we forgotten the Atlanta Olympic Park bombing and the FBI intentionally setting up transparently innocent Richard Jewell? Then there's the entirety of the FBI conduct in Spygate, the demonstrably evident FBI operation to conduct political surveillance against Donald Trump, using their investigative authorities, and the downstream consequences of a massive institutional effort to cover up one of the biggest Justice Department scandals in the history of our nation. I mean, he's doing a good job here of laying it out. The entirety of the FBI conduct in Spygate, the demonstrably evident FBI operation to conduct political surveillance against Donald Trump using their investigative authorities, and the downstream consequences of a massive institutional effort to cover up one of the biggest Justice Department scandals in the history of our nation. The original effort against Donald Trump, his massive resources from the DOJ and FBI. Heck, the cover-up using the Mueller-Weissman special counsel used more than 50 investigative FBI agents alone. And, of course, the FBI still had 13 extra agents available to rush to a NASCAR racetrack to investigate a garage door pull-down robe that might have been perceived as the news. But the serial rape of hundreds of teenage girls had not so much effort, even when they're standing in front of the FBI begging for their help. At this point, I am increasingly convinced, by evidence, the FBI themselves are the perpetrators involved in sex trafficking and human smuggling, perhaps as part of a dark money operation to continue funding a mission unknown to the public. It is important to realize what exactly happened in the case of the Olympic gymnasts and the rape of hundreds of teenage girls. When the victims and parents of the FBI about what Larry Nassar was doing, the FBI did not bungle the investigation. The FBI did not investigate. but worse. After the parents kept coming back to the FBI to ask what was going on and report that other parents were now reporting that new rapes and assaults were ongoing, the FBI told those parents an investigation was ongoing, except it wasn't. The FBI, the greatest investigative agency in the world, was lying. As the FBI was telling the victims they were investigating Larry Nassar, the FBI was doing no such thing. The FBI was lying to the victims and their families. The FBI was not taking any action whatsoever to address the multitude of claims against Nassar. This is sensational. Conservative true treehouse. After the FBI was caught lying about their conduct, they then lied to the Internal Oversight, the Office of the Inspector General, about everything surrounding their conduct. The FBI didn't make a mistake or drop the proverbial ball. They intentionally and specifically maintained the sexual exploitation of teenage girls by doing absolutely nothing with the complaints they received. This is not misconduct. This is purposeful. Then, as if to apply salt to the open wound of severe FBI politicalization, what the FBI do with a Hunter Biden laptop? Notice, I've set the issue of the disappearing Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner laptop in the known custody of the FBI over there in the corner, next to missing investigation of the Awan brothers who are conducting surveillance of Congress under the head of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a scandal. A scandal, which is a reason why they had the Parkland shooting to distract attention. Debbie was worried they were going to lose as many as 15 seats in Florida alone because of this scandal. We are being played. My point is this. What the Federal Security Service, FSB, is to the internal security of Russia, so too is the FBI performing the same function for the U.S. federal government. The FBI is a U.S. version of the Russian state police, and the FBI is deployed almost exclusively to attack domestic enemies of those who control government, while they protect the interests of the U.S. fourth branch of government. That is a clear and accurate domestic prism to contextualize their perceived mission. Domestic violent extremists pose the greatest threat to their objective. Put another way, we the people who fight against government abuse and usurpation are the FBI's actual and literal enemy. Wow. Pay attention. Check it out. Gateway Pundit, the Conservative Treehouse. And as we enter this Christmas weekend, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love. Whether it's the FBI or the Obama admin or Russia, because we're provoking a war, we do not know how much time we have left. Value every precious moment. Have a great holiday weekend. Merry Christmas.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Slips. Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...